Welcome back here at ESPN 1420-1071 on the web at ESPNAberdeen.com. 4-0 your score as we begin the top of the third. And for Winona, 6, 7, and 8 hitters are due up. Herbst, Youngquist, and Krause. Sounds law firm-ish, doesn't it? I think so. The law firm of Herbst, Youngquist, and Krause. That'll be the 6, 7, 8 hitters. Herbst had a single in the first and got stranded on the base pads, as the Warriors scored thrice in the opening frame and then once last inning. Kraft back to work here for NSU, and his first pitch is a heater in there for a called strike. Thanks for tuning in here today. We've got the first of two games on the airwaves here today. It's our final NSU baseball broadcast of the season. Thanks for tuning in for the last couple of weeks. Glad to get these games in, as this one's a hot shot, but gloved by Kraft off one bounce, and he'll scoop to first for the out. Good glove work by the big man on the mound for out number one. Had to spin and grab that one waist high for out number one. That'll bring in Youngquist. Kip, his first name. Haven't heard anybody in the dugout say win one for the Kipper just yet, but I'll keep an ear out for that one. First pitch he sees is a breaking ball in for a called strike, 0-1. Had an RBI single in the first frame, helping his team take a 3-0 lead at the time. Then one run last inning made it 4-0, and that's where we stand here in the top of the third, as Kraft brings the 0-1 delivery down low. A heater skips in, 1-1. Defense giving Youngquist some space, if you will. They don't expect any sort of bunt here, that's for sure. They're well back, especially on the left side. Heck, even at second base, Lopez is actually on the grass in the short right center. Pitch down low, make it 2-1. You got Lopez a step onto the grass. You got Berenice at short, about a step in from the grass. And over at the hot corner, Hare, about halfway between the bag and the cut on that side. 2-1 pitch, down low, make it 3-1. One down off the sharp ground ball of Herbst to start this inning, but Youngquist in danger getting on a free pass here. Kraft stares in, gets the signal, and brings the 3-1 offering. That's in there for a called strike. Fastball in the inner half. Kraft this year, the good ratio, 21-11, strikeouts to walks. Walked a couple guys last inning, though, trying to avoid his third of the game right here, and brings a 3-2 pitch. That one's waved at and missed for strike three. Fastball was a little bit up. Might have been high of the zone, but either way, Youngquist offers. And there's out number two. Third strikeout of the game for Kraft, who has one whiff in each inning. And with nobody on, two down, up comes Krause. Same situation was what Kraft started out with last inning, a strikeout and a flyout, but nonetheless, Warriors were able to do some damage and get a run across as the first pitch to Krause is a called strike. Trying to avoid the same situation here in the third, put a donut up there for the first time. Krause grounded out to second base to finish the threat in the first. 0-1 pitch inside, just missed him. 1-1. Looks like Krause might have been trying to dance toward it and came up empty. Not sure he would have been awarded first base. We saw that in the games against Crookston with one of the Golden Eagles getting plunked twice and never getting first on it. There's a breaking ball that finds his own, 1-2. Krause, very antsy in the box, if you will. Maybe that's all it is he's dancing around a lot. Usually you see guys be pretty quiet in the box. Definitely not the case with Krause. 1-2 from Kraft. That bounces well short of the plate, 2-2. Kraft looking to go through this top of the third quietly. See if his offense can get rolling, still hitless in this ballgame. And the 2-2 pitch. Roller towards short. Scooped by Berenice. Bobbles momentarily. Throw to first. Scooped out by Allen. No, he did not. He dropped it. Pardon me. And another error at shortstop from Berenice. He bobbled it just briefly. Then his throw was short and, for the most part, Allen usually picks those, but this time not the case. And the Wolves have an error in each inning now. as we stand here in the top of the third, one on, two down, and the number nine hitter, Martin, coming up. Allen, these past couple of weeks, we've seen saving a number of errors. Good picks out of the dirt, just couldn't finish it off that time. And this one is lined into center field. Going toward the gap in right center is Grippetrog, and he's not going to get there. It faded away. It's going to be grabbed by Schmidt. Brings it into second base, and the runner was supposed to hold up and runs through it, but he's going to score nonetheless as it gets away from the cutoff man at second. And a 5-0 lead for Winona State off the double from Martin. He hit one towards center field. Looked like it'd be caught, but he kept tailing right into the right center gap. And the runner, Krause, was being held correctly by the coach at third, but the throw landed in between three wolves at second base. Nobody was able to get it. And Krause still scores on the two-bagger, making it 5-0. So the top of the order, we go for Cabrera coming up next. As we get a quick meeting from one of the coaches on the Winona side and the umpire. That meeting is adjourned. And the error comes back to hurt Northern again here in the third inning, down now 5-0 with Cabrera up there. First pitch is down low, fastball missing, ball one. So Cabrera in the ballgame is 0 for 2, but he's scored once, reaching on an error in the first. And Kraft snake bit once again here in another one of his starts. 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike of the knees. Fastball makes it 1-1. I don't have a single one of his runs today being earned against him, but it's not the official numbers here. Not positive about that first inning, but I think there would have been three outs with an error. This one's fouled off the plate. 1-2. He had an error, so that should have been one down, a base knock, a strikeout. That's two down, a base hit, and then a fielder's choice, which would have been three outs. So right now, and then the second inning, runners advanced on the error by Lorenz. Got to third base, then scored on a wild pitch. And that should have been that there. So five runs, Northern causing most of those. Grabbed on the third baseline. It's a fair ball over the bag into the corner. That'll bring the runner in from second base easily as Lorenz collects it down the third baseline and left. And a double literally right down the line there from Cabrera as he switches spots with Martin, making this a 6-0 advantage for the Warriors. So Martin comes in easily on that one. That was just placed perfectly right down the third base line. You couldn't roll it or bounce it any better with your hands on that one. No way that Hare could get it, even though he was near the bag. It was a chopper that was definitely out of his reach. And Holmes steps in and takes the first pitch high and away for ball one. Holmes the walk and a single. Two runs scored the game so far. A 6-0 Winona lead. And here he takes one up high for ball two. Little pump fake there by Leary behind the dish, as though he would throw to Cabrera at second base, but did not do so. So back-to-back doubles after the errant throw by Berenici. And the 2-0 delivery is down and in for ball three. Holmes at the dish with Casares on deck. Kraft looking to retire Holmes for the first time today, but trailing 3-0 in this sit count, this at-bat, if you will. And his 3-0 delivery was not even close. That's down in the dirt for ball four. He's walked him twice now. Third walk of the ball game for Kraft, and got to be a meeting at some point here, and out comes Coach Barry, Leary as well, and see what he can do to get the confidence back in his young pitcher on the mound. No signal yet to make any sort of move. I think he's just going to have a meeting on the mound here and see if he can get Kraft's head right. He's not getting a lot of confidence from the guys behind him with one error in each inning and causes some problems there. Seven hits on the board, compounded by three errors. And then you toss in three walks. And right now, NSU not putting together the kind of game that's going to help them pick up a win in this one for sure. Doesn't help that Stallsberg on the other side is dealing for the most part as well. That brings up Casares. First baseman with a strikeout and a walk so far today. 6'4", 235-pound senior out of Appleton. Takes a heater at his knees, first strike one. That's Appleton, Wisconsin, by the way. Or is that Minnesota for him? I think there's a couple of them here. No, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's right. Such fine print here for the Winona lineup. I'm going to squint a little bit. 0-1 delivery is down low. Leary smothers that one. And it's a 1-1 count. Two on, two down here in the top of the third. Already two more across here for the Warriors. They've scored in each of the first three innings and lead 6-0 on the Wolves. Looking to hold on to their eighth place spot in the NSIC standings with a couple wins against Northern. This one's lined to the gap in left center field, going across. Lorenz going back. He's going to get there and bring it in for out number three. Good job by Lorenz to track it down. And the side is retired on the line out to left center. In the inning, though, two come across on two hits, one error, and a couple get left out there for a third straight inning. Warriors lead this one 6-0 on the Wolves Radio Network.